KJAN Sports.
It's time for that check of sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning is brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center at 2nd and Poplar in Atlantic. See them for all of your automotive needs. Well, the Exira EHK Spartans started well in their sub-state final matchup with Sioux Central on Tuesday night, but it wasn't enough to push them on to state. The Spartans ultimately fell to the Rebels 80-69 in a game heard here on KJAN last night. The Spartans opened up the game with an 11-3 lead that turned into a 14-6 edge before the Rebels rallied to make it a three-point game at the end of the first quarter at 16-13. The Rebels took their first lead of the game early in the second quarter, 18-17, and then slowly built from there. The Spartans got a great corner three from Josh Pettipier on an inbound play toward the end of the first half to make it a six-point game, but the Rebels answered right back with a transition three from Hunter Decker, swinging the momentum back and gave Sioux Central a halftime edge at 40-31. The Spartans would fall down by as many as 17 points in the third quarter, but they rallied back to get within nine early in the fourth quarter. That's as close as they would get, though, the rest of the way. Well, Sioux Central was led by senior Hunter Decker with 21 points. Fellow senior Blake Cavanaugh was well above his average with 17 points in the game, including 8 of 9 from the foul line. The Rebels were 24 of 35 from the stripe for the game as they improved to 22-2 in the season and will head to the boys' Class 1A state tournament next week for the first time in program history. The Spartans were led by 18 points from senior forward Trevor Schultz, 17 from senior center Dakota Rold, and 16 from senior point guard Cole Burmeister. The Spartans end their season with a record of 22-3. It marks the end of an incredible run for six seniors for the Spartans. That also includes Josh Pettipier, Trey Nelson, and Ian Leader. Coach Newton talked about the legacy that those seniors leave behind. Burmeister and Rold finished their careers as 1,000-point scorers. Pettipier was close to 1,000 points and finishes with over 203 point makes for his Spartan tenure. The class notched a 72-23 career record for the Spartans. In other sub-state final basketball last night, in Class 1A, Bishop Garrigan beat Janesville 56-35 in Sub-State 2. In Class 2A play in Sub-State 7, it was Des Moines Christian edging Trainer 34-33. Also in 2A, Boyden Hull beat Pocahontas Area 68-56. In Class 3A Sub-State finals, Clear Lake beat Charles City 63-53, Norwalk over Gilbert 80-60. In Class 4A Sub-State finals, Sioux City East beat Sioux City West 67-62, Ames over Des Moines North 63-54, Cedar Falls beat Linmar 58-45, Dubuque Senior over Bettendorf 64-55, North Scott topping Cedar Rapids Prairie 55-40, Iowa City West beat Davenport Central 72-46, Dowling Catholic over Southeast Polk 44-40, and Waukee beat Des Moines Hoover 45-38. Well, in girls' state tournament play yesterday in the Class 3A quarterfinals, it was center point Urbana beating West Marshall 67-31. In Class 4A quarterfinals, top seed Marion beat Cedar Rapids Xavier 70-35. Mason City topping Waverly Shellrock 55-49. It was North Scott downing Denison 56-37. Bishop Heelan Catholic beat Grinnell 55-46. In the 2A quarterfinals last night, Grundy Center beat Unity Christian 49-45. Cascade topping Dyke New Hartford 52-43. Now in action today at the state tournament, the Cam Cougars girls basketball team will get the chance to test their skills on the state tourney stage with a matchup tonight against Montezuma in the Class 1A quarterfinals. And we'll have coverage of the first appearance at state for the Cougars since 1997 here on KJAN tonight. Cam comes into the game playing their best basketball of the season. The 21-2 Cougars dominated from wire to wire in their regional final win over Colonesco 66-29. The Cougars moved the ball well, played great pressure defense, and shot the light out with that big win. Cam head coach Joe Woolham talked about the spot the Cougars are in right now.
Well, I would have never guessed in a million years that, you know, we would have had the clock, continuous clock running in that game. You know, when we scouted Colo, we knew they were going to be a good team. And like you said, we just came out firing on cylinders. And hopefully we can keep that going. And, you know, hopefully, you know, we talk about the first 4 minutes and really attacking that first 4 minutes and making some shots and creating some turnovers, and that's hopefully something we can continue here at the state tournament.
Cam is averaging 67 points a game as a team and has two players that average double figures, and seniors Madison Gettler at 19.5 and Paige McAfee averaging 13.3 points a game. Coach Woolham said the team isn't just settling for making the state tournament. They want to make some noise, and they've been focused on the work they need to do.
You know, the great thing about it is, you know, there's been a lot of noise, a lot of pats on the back, a lot of congratulations. But when we get in the gym and we're at practice, the girls have a focus. You know, it's not just about making the state tournament. You know, they want to try to make a run, you know, and that's been refreshing as well.
Well, the Montezuma Braves are 21-2 on the season as well, and they're back in the state tournament for the second straight season. The Braves are averaging 58 points per game and also have two players averaging in double figures. Future Iowa Hawkeye Shatay Wettering leads the way with 19.2 points per game, and fellow senior Riley Gatton averages 11 points per outing. Braves head coach Janelle Burgess said they like to play a similar style as the Cougars.
I mean, I think in that sense, I think we're probably a good duo for each other, Cam and us. We like to get up-tempo as much as possible, but yet I think we can settle into the half court at AP and be able to play offense pretty fluently. Defense is probably what we hang our hat on the most, just playing, you know, tough player-to-player defense for the most part, and being able to make sure that players earn their points, that we don't give them a free lane to the basket or a free uncontested shot, which I think will have to be one of our keys.
We'll have coverage of that game tonight here on KJAN. The pregame getting underway at 5:45. We'll have an extended pregame for you. Tip-off set for 6:45 tonight. Chris Parks and Mike Smith will have the call from Des Moines this evening. Now that, as it turns out, is the final game of the Day 3 schedule today at State. There are just six games on today's schedule. In the Class 2A quarterfinals this morning, Central Decatur plays Applington-Parkersburg, and then Trainer will face off against North Lynn. That's an 11:45 tip. The 1A quarterfinals have Newell Fonda facing Springville, Clarksville playing Marquette Catholic, West Hancock facing North Mahaska, and then Montezuma and Cam at 6:45 to round out the day's schedule. Well, the Hawkeye 10 Conference announced its girls all-conference basketball squads for the year. Among the unanimous first-team choices, Sophie Walker, a junior from Red Oak, Logan Hughes, a senior from Shenandoah, Megan Whitty, a junior from Lewis Central, Alex Moore, a senior from Denison, and Ellie Scarborough, a sophomore from Glenwood, were the unanimous first-team picks. Other first-teamers, Bailey White of St. Albert, Brielle Baker of Creston, and Paige Anderson of Denison. Among the second-team picks, Brooklyn Bakke of Kemper Catholic, Kelsey Fields of Creston, Madison Camden of Glenwood, Chloe Johnson of Red Oak, Roxy Denton of Shenandoah, Delaney Easterling of Lewis Central, Sarah Hylison of Denison, and Hannah Neiman of Denison. Haley Rasmussen of Atlantic, a sophomore, was an honorable mention pick this year. Also among the honorable mention selections, Macy Linen of Harlan, Red Oak's Ellie Rengsdorf, Bailey Newell of Atlantic, also an honorable mention pick in this year's class. Well, this one wasn't even close. Freshman Justin Ahrens had a career-high 29 points as Ohio State clobbered the 22nd-ranked Iowa Hawkeyes 90-70 last night. Here's Coach Fran McCaffrey.
He was open. You know, and you can't leave a good shooter open, especially when he hits a couple. So he got behind the press a little bit, and we didn't find him a few times. You know, you got to adjust and pay attention to a guy as he gets hot. We didn't do that.
The Buckeyes broke the game open with 8 3-pointers in the second half and also out-rebounded the Hawkeyes 36-26.
We missed 29 shots, only got four back, and got pounded on the glass. You can't go on the road and get pounded on the glass. It makes it really hard.
Well, the Hawkeyes fell to 10-7 in the Big Ten. McCaffrey was not happy with the physical nature of the game and even got a late technical foul after the outcome was no longer in doubt.
It was a strange game in a lot of ways. Obviously we weren't happy with a lot of things that took place in this game at all. But you got to be able to overcome that on the road. And they beat us. It's one game. It's one loss. Fly home. Get ready for Rutgers.
Joe Wieskamp had 17 points. Tyler Cook a dozen for the Hawkeyes. Third-ranked Duke lost for the second time in three games since losing freshman Zion Williamson to a knee sprain in the opening minute against North Carolina last week, as number 20 Virginia Tech a 77-72 win over the Blue Devils. Also fourth-ranked Kentucky beat Arkansas 70-66. Fifth-ranked North Carolina 93-85 over Syracuse. Number 13 LSU 66-55 over Texas A&M. Also, Indiana knocked off 19th-ranked Wisconsin in double overtime, 75-73. Number 21, Buffalo, a 77-64 winner over Akron. Bill Fenley's 500th victory at Iowa State was a memorable one. Bridget Carlton's basket with 3 seconds remaining capped a furious rally as the Cyclones won at Texas Tech 64-62.
That was a great play drawn up. Coach drew that up. It's exactly how it was supposed to go, and we were able to get it done, and then big stop defensively.
Cyclones finished the game on a 9-0 run as they improved to 11-5 in the Big 12. Carlton finished with 27 points, all of those in the second half.
I was struggling in the first half, just kind of not in the flow of things, but then I got a good look. I think I hit a three early in the first half. Coach shot up the play, and I was able to knock it down, and that got me going. But I was in pretty good positions in the second half to get my good shots, and I was able to knock them down, which got me going a little bit.
Carlton also had 11 rebounds, 4 assists, 4 blocks, and 3 steals, and now she's 3 points shy of being the second ISU player to score 2,000 career points. In baseball news, the Cardinals and all-star right-hander Miles Michaelis have agreed to a contract adding $68 million in guaranteed money from 2020 to 2023. Michaelis was 18-4 for the Redbirds last season with a .283 earned run average in 30 starts. Cards right-hander Carlos Martinez had a platelet-rich plasma injection Monday to stimulate healing in his weak pitching shoulder and likely will not be in the starting rotation at the beginning of the season. Martinez has missed the past week of spring training, and the Redbirds say he won't throw for 2 weeks. Also, the Colorado Rockies will keep their top player for a few more years. The team announced the signing of All-Star third baseman Nolan Arenado to an 8-year contract worth $260 million. That is a check of sports this hour, brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center, your Goodyear dealer in Atlantic. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.